Hello and welcome to this podcast from the Business Marketing Club, or BMC. I'm Dave Stevens, I'm a business marketer and I'm chair and co-founder of the BMC. The Business Marketing Club is a not-for-profit community network of business marketing professionals and people interested in business marketing. It's run by business marketers for business marketers, and we provide face-to-face and virtual event meetups, training, podcasts, blogs, newsletters, mentoring, social media groups, community groups, and gatherings for business marketers. Today, we have almost 5,000 participants across the world. If, though, this is the first time you've joined us, you're very welcome. Check us out at businessmarketingclub.org.uk. If you've been with us before, well, welcome back. It's good to have you along again. The traditional marketer is no more. It's time for a new take on marketing. So says the marketing director of IDPEL, Nim Haas. And Nim joins me today. Nim, welcome to our podcast.
Thanks, Dave. And thank you for having me as a guest. I'm really excited about this podcast.
It's great to have you here. Before we dive in, though, I want you to tell us a bit about IDPEL.
So IDPEL was established around 6 to 7 years ago. We're about a team of 50 people. We've got offices in Ireland, UK. We've also just launched the US this year. We provide identity verification solutions with AML screening, ongoing monitoring. Mainly it's KYC compliance solutions for businesses.
Great. And you are the marketing director there and you're the global marketing director for IDPEL, right?
Well, global, we are on the objective to conquer the rest of the world.
Well, but I quite right too.
Open out the UK, US and Ireland.
Very good. So your kind of controversial opening remark, Nim, is that the traditional marketer is no more. So I have to ask you, well, why is that?
I would say that over the past decade, the marketing function has drastically evolved, more so in the last 5 years. I think because of obviously all the new emerging technologies, ChatGPT, new product launches such as Vision Pro, and on top of that, all the other digital platforms and social media platforms that have evolved. Mm. At the same time, I think that why I say the traditional marketer is no more, as we're always talking about digital transformation for businesses. You know, the buzzword and has been one of the buzzwords for the last number of years. But at the same time, we have to apply that to marketers as well. So there is definitely a high need of digital transformation for marketers, first of all. And it's the same thing as businesses. If we don't actually digitally transform ourselves, we're going to get left behind. And that's why I'm emphasizing the traditional marketer is no more.
So why should marketers embrace that digital transformation? And we include AI and LLM and all of the others in that. Why should marketers embrace this?
There's so many aspects that AI or other digital tools and digital platforms are bringing to the marketing function. In terms of digital transformation, for example, if we see most of the big brands, how they've been converging the offline with the online and then adopting all these new technologies, look at that campaign that Coca-Cola did a couple of months ago, Create Real Magic, where they're inviting digital artists to actually create digital art using AI around the brand. You know, that creates a different types of engagement, creates different type of creative outputs on the marketing side. And also it creates various added assets for Coca-Cola on the branding side that they can use. I think we've seen, and this is weird because, you know, now probably more so with Vision Pro coming out, it's all gonna be around that. But I think the first time that we ever saw brands using AR through print, where you could just, you know, scan their logo or a QR code, and then they were using augmented reality to create all those additional interactions, engagement with their customers. You know, that was what, more than 10 years ago. Now It's come back, but it's that convergence. I really emphasize the convergence between the offline and the online. And in terms of the traditional marketer, I think the influence of COVID actually enable them to start having a better overview of digital channels. But when I say digital channels, I do want to put a point on the fact that adopting a digital strategy isn't just, you know, implementing digital ads and having social media.
So a new take on marketing is embracing digital transformation. It's also, you say, adopting an omnichannel approach. Why is that necessary?
Well, it's the consumer behavior. I mean, the whole change in consumer behavior has shifted. COVID obviously influenced that, but it means that we had traditional offline buyers and consumers start going online for, you know, a year and a half, 2 years. So now everything's merging and all those consumer behaviors are merging. So we need to be able, as a marketer, not only our messaging and how we tailor our messaging and our touch points, be able to adapt those to the offline, but also the online. But how do we link everything together? So it's not, I think sometimes what happens is we don't approach our marketing as omni-channel and with such a consistency. Sometimes we have the approach where we're approaching things in silos. So, oh yeah, I'm doing this in digital, but we're not thinking, oh, well, how is that going to be supporting my offline? And I'm doing this offline, how can I shift it back to online? So it's really determining that consumer shift, the different touch points they're using, and are we being consistent with our brand? Are we tailoring messages based on those different touch points? Are we at the same time providing personalization at those different touch points? And it's that whole consistency through that customer journey and our consumer journey and keeping that, I think, omnichannel approach, which we need today. So it's one of those things, like if we add the digital marketing, the offline, or the emerging technology, and then how that is applied across omnichannel approach and defining an omnichannel strategy. And on top of that, you would probably need to add, how are we capturing all the data across all these different, so it gets a little bit complicated, right? So how are we capturing all this data across all these different touch points so we can have the relevant metric to further tailor and further personalize the experience for our customers?
And we should, let's touch on that a little bit, because clearly leveraging data insights to improve marketing tactics and performance is part of this kind of, I suppose, new wave approach that you're advocating here. But how should marketers go about leveraging that data insight once they captured it?
I would say I was a data analyst for 2 years. Not that I loved working with numbers and just looking at numbers for 2 years, but it taught me the importance of data and really
quite an unusual background for a marketing director to have that in their
history. I am a data geek. Right? So the data drives your decision making. Data drives your strategy. You know, when you're asked to do a plan for a 3 month plan or a 6 month plan or a 12 month plan or whatever that might be, if you have put the right metrics in place to capture all the relevant data that you need, you're taking data-driven marketing decisions. So you know exactly which channel are working, you know your segmentation, you know your personas, you know their interests, their preferences, the devices on which you're engaging with, you know, across obviously your omni-channel strategy. So capturing all that data is so important to actually reduce any lost resources and budgets. So it enables to focus the right budget, your right internal team resources where it counts, first of all. Secondly, gaining all that data enables to further increase personalization, which obviously increases and re-strengthens the engagement with your brand or your product. And then on top of that, data enables you to be able to automate, create models, create predictive models, so that it helps to drive your future strategy in terms of the product, in terms of future segmentations, into refining those segmentations. So I think data is the most important thing in marketing, and being able to ensure you are tracking the right data at the right time, at the right touch points and the channels.
Your passion really comes across when you say that. It sounds like data is kind of the cornerstone of this, of the new take on marketing.
So it was helpful working to you as a data analyst.
Obviously other views are available.
Yes, I do not do anything without data. I think data drive decision. And at the same time, for marketers, you win your battle when you're presenting your plan by data does not lie. So your strategy should always be supported by data insights.
Okay.
And I don't think I've ever presented a plan internally where I haven't started with the data insights to support why I'm implementing A, B, and C strategy, or why I'm using X, Y, Z channel, and why it's persona DEF. You know, so your data drives every single decision that you'll make, and to the point of, you know, it's not just data on performance, but it could be also the data that you're getting insights in terms of the type of messaging that's working, in terms types of the content that you're putting out there. Mm-hmm. You know, what's resonating better with which segment, which target, which region, country, which product. So yes, it's a large and vast amount of data, and then companies need to understand what necessary tools they need to have in place to be able to assess that data correctly and the insights that they can get out of it, and then the various correlations that they can make. But once that is done, you know what? Your strategy is pretty straightforward from that point on.
It's really interesting you say that. In my experience in kind of running this podcast for many episodes now, there are quite often people who want to come on and talk about AI and large language models and digital transformation. And occasionally I get omnichannel. I rarely get someone come on who's so passionate as you are about the importance of leveraging your data and seeing that as the prime cornerstone. And that's why I bring it out here.
And that's the importance, I think, of AI. Not that I want to talk about digital transformation AI, but that's the importance of what AI will also enable. Because, for example, you know, if they develop their own AI that can analyze all this data that they're gathering and then put predictive models in place or anything, it enables the business overall, not just the marketing function, but the business overall decisions to actually be based on actual data that drives decisions that make sense. Mm. And you're not moving blindly, you're not moving blindly on the type of products you're launching and where you're launching and who you're launching it to. So I think as we move forward in the marketing function or in the business as we see it, and the importance of AI, that kind of using AI to analyze data will become more and more important, I think, in the years to come.
Okay. And then the other pillar to your new take on marketing is the personalization of customer experience at scale. What's your advice as to how marketers can do that?
Oh, yeah. So I would say at scale, for example, I'm going back to the data. I would say that if you're only operating, like we might be at IDP, you know, if we're only operating, first they started in Ireland and then we're launching in the US, and then you want to scale slowly, it is all about understanding what type of insights you're getting at the various, because one channel that might have worked in one country may not work in another. One customer journey that might have worked in Ireland may not work in Asia. You know, it's understanding also the consumer behavior. So all the messaging that resonates and the different channels that work and the personalization, obviously, you know, we've always talked about cross-cultural advertising, cross-cultural marketing and things like that. It is true. You know, what's the term, like global, you know, local, going global. It's you can't use the same approach and strategy in every market. It just doesn't work. And I've done global marketing. It just doesn't work. You know, in Asia, for example, in terms of the culture, particular colors might be offensive, particular words, particular numbers, you know, things that we may not be aware of. And that is the same in the Middle East. you know, particular colors, the colors red or things like that. Or so it's taking all of that, which is also kind of data points, taking all of that in your omnichannel strategy, your expansion strategy, and scaling that so that when you are trying to do personalization at scale, you're doing it correctly so that every single thing you put out there, let it be an e-guide, a white paper, anything, social media, anything, digital campaign, that the images you're using, the colors you're using, the wording you're using, you know, for example, India versus China, China likes images. They don't like lots of text because that's a cultural thing, because one Chinese symbols equals one word, you know, but versus India, where they like the overwhelming information, it reassures them. So it's understanding all those cultural differences when you are trying to scale and personalize your approach.
Okay. So traditional marketing is no more, and I think you're saying kind of AI has killed it. So then all of a sudden this new take on marketing comes along. There's a new breed of marketer. What's going to be the thing that trips them up? What's going to be the thing that is going to kill this new age that is just dawning now?
Well, I would like to consider myself the new breed of marketers. So I don't really want AI to kill me yet. I kind of want to keep my job at least for the next 5 years. We can have this conversation in 10 years and we might all be out of a job in 10 years with AI, but at least that's the next 5 years, I'm hoping to have a job.
I'll have been replaced as a host of a podcast by AI by then, I think.
But I think if we see AI as a tool and not a threat, if we see the real opportunities that it can bring, and I think the important is to actually continue developing our skills and expertise in those areas and keep up to date, I don't think we'll become a Terminator. You know, I think there's always the need for that human input. To be able for a brand to create strong emotions, you need, with their end users, you need emotions. AI doesn't have emotions. You know, AI does what you, the algorithm that you develop and get them to do. So, you know, we may work part-time, we may end up working part-time, but I go on the principle, there'll always be that need for human interaction and that human input and that emotional side of things. And I think that's what is important to keep in mind.
That's a great and positive way of ending our discussion. If people in NIM want to find out more about IDPEL, what should they do?
Simply type IDPEL.com. I am new. I've only been in the business for 2 months, so bear with me. And check out our website or just go on our LinkedIn page.
Nim, it's great talking to you. Thanks very much for your time today.
No worries. Thanks a lot for having me, Dave.
And that's it for this episode of the Business Marketing Club podcast. Thanks to my guest, Nim Haas, and thanks to our technical person, Alicia Gratian. Thanks to you for listening. Do rate or review us if you can, and email me at davestevensnow@gmail.com if you'd like to be a speaker or offer feedback. There's more where this came from. Just go to businessmarketingclub.org.uk.